Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sportsbook. Bet now at action247.com.
Learned how to laugh at himself, and he comes across incredibly well now. So there are some clowns in college football. And, you know, 5 years ago, Lane Kiffin, 10 years ago, might have been one of them. But not today. The version of Lane Kiffin that is running the Ole Miss program right now is a pretty impressive guy on the field and also off. And I'm not speaking to his character, to be clear. I don't know Lane Kiffin like that. I'm just saying the way he focused on getting his entire football program vaccinated and then was willing to talk about it and take sometimes unpopular positions in the state of Mississippi, I'm impressed by that. And obviously what he's doing with the football team on the field, that speaks for itself.
Story number four.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yes.
Says that Brian Laundry is A, still alive, and B, he's closing in on him. Do you believe Dog the Bounty Hunter is about to find Gabby Petito's alleged killer?
I really want to believe that it's true.
That Dog the Bounty Hunter is closing in on Brian Laundry. That the FBI so far has nothing on where Brian Laundry is. But Dog the Bounty Hunter,
like GP,
is close.
I mean, can you imagine the Dateline episode in, you know, maybe a few months, and Keith Morrison sitting across from Dog the Bounty Hunter, the man who found Brian Laundry, or Laundry, how do you say his name?
I think it's Brian Laundry.
I think it's Laundry, too. That is like the perfect Dateline episode. It would literally... I don't think we could do Dateline previews anymore after that.
Oh, we would still do Dateline previews, but clearly we would have peaked.
It would be the peak.
If you're asking me if I want Dog the Bounty Hunter to find Brian Laundry, the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
I just think it's a little silly. Maybe I'll be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
A little silly to think Dog the Bounty Hunter can find somebody that the FBI has been unable to find to date.
Yeah.
Just seems unlikely. Seems like the FBI's got better resources than Dog the Bounty Hunter.
You would think, but I mean, they did let this dude just kind of sneak out right out from under.
It's a fair counterpoint. Think about all of the resources they've wasted just by not keeping an eye on him at his house.
No, it seems like this thing was botched a little bit. I don't want to call out anybody.
Like, I know they've said, well, we couldn't. He wasn't a suspect, so yeah. But you can keep eyes on somebody.
You park somebody out in front of that guy's house.
You can keep eyes on somebody.
Yes. Give me a break.
Get out of my face with this. He wasn't a suspect.
It doesn't matter.
His girlfriend's missing. He's in that house uncooperative. Hey, we're going to keep eyes on this house until we can make him a suspect. We're just going to make sure he doesn't make a run for it.
Yeah, let's go park the van out there. If he goes somewhere, let's follow him. Like, you know.
They goofed this up.
They screwed this up.
And now Dog the Bounty Hunter is coming in to try to fix their mess.
I hope he fixes it.
Did you see the latest that the feds went to an AT&T store in North Point, Florida, looking at surveillance because they believe, maybe just maybe, Brian Laundry went there to buy a burner phone?
You know, because we haven't talked about this much. There's been so much going on. We haven't talked about this as much recently. I think that there's a pretty good chance that this dude might be dead.
This is another. There are two things I don't know right now. One is, what will Kyrie and Andrew Wiggins do?
Right.
I go back and forth on that. What are they going to do? And the second one is whether Brian Laundry is dead or alive. I go back and forth on that.
Because I just, it, it, it's, usually these folks get found. I mean, in a lot of cases, especially ones this high profile, these folks get found. And this is going on a minute now.
Yeah, like if he went in that reserve and killed himself and then gators just eat his body, it's a game, set, match.
That's it, right? I mean, I think that...
I don't think he could evade the FBI alive, just, you know, out and about in the country for 2 weeks.
I don't...
seems crazy to
and
me.
I get it. This guy's being painted as like this, you know, this backpacker, this guy who can live off the land and everything like that. But at some point, come on, dude. You can't just, like, live off the land for, you know, days upon days.
Maybe
upon days. I don't believe it. I don't buy it.
I don't know what's going on with this guy.
I don't either. I want Dog to find him and bring him to justice.
Dog the Bounty Hunter is on the case.
I want a video. Could you imagine a video of Dog, like, dragging this dude out of, like, a wildlife reserve?
I can't
imagine.
Like,
I got him, folks.
That would be
incredible.
That would be a hell of a twist. Dog the Bounty Hunter emerging from a reserve in Florida with Brian Laundry, bringing him to justice for the alleged murder of Gabby Petito. I'd like it.
I'd love it.
I'd love it. I'm scared we're never going to find this guy. Not because he's like, you know, Jason Bourne, but because I think he just might be dead in that reserve.
I think that's
and we'll just never
happened.
Find that. It'd just be over.
Yeah, I think it's about 50-50 at this point.
Like in 20 years, we'll be still wondering. I wonder whatever happened to old Brian Laundry.
I also want to hear from the parents.
Those parents are awful.
Those parents, I don't know if they assisted his escape, but they sure didn't do anything to prevent it.
I thought about this. It's impossible to know what you would do in that situation unless
right,
you're
it's
in
your
that
son.
Situation. It's your kid, you know?
Yeah.
But I'd like to think if one of my boys went on a cross-country trip with his girlfriend who lived with us.
Yeah. And murdered her.
And then came home without her, we'd start asking questions. And then when her body was found, I'd like to think I'd say, it appears you killed somebody and you're going to need to turn yourself in.
Yeah. I'd do the same too.
But like, you know, I don't know.
You never know.
I hope to never be in that situation.
God, me either.
Either way, Dog the Bounty Hunter is now on the case.
Go get him.
Go get him, Dog the Bounty Hunter. In all honesty, I think it's probably irresponsible for TMZ to even run that story.
Dude, Dog the Bounty Hunter. Come on.
Dog the Bounty Hunter says he's close to finding Brian Laundry. Like, okay, like, how about this? Gary Parrish says he's close to finding Brian Laundry.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, is that a headline? Why are we creating headlines because Dog the Bounty Hunter said he's going to find Brian Laundry?
Yeah, that's
why is that a headline?
A little too much.
I mean, I clicked on it. Maybe that's why it was a headline because
I clicked too.
It seems like you shouldn't just take Dog the Bounty Hunter's word. Not that I don't trust Dog the Bounty Hunter, and generally speaking, just on this, I don't know that.
Yeah, he's the only bounty hunter I know.
I don't know any other bounty hunters.
So there's that.
Maybe if the only bounty hunter we know says he's going to, maybe we should take him at his word. I don't know. Whole thing's confusing.
Yeah.
Jeff Calkins is up next.
This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. And Odyssey Station.
Hey, Jeff Allen. I hear that three's a charm at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah, so I'm ready to trade up to a Kia sales event with you, my man.
That's right, Randy. Three rides, all just $248 a month. Take your pick from a 2022 Kia Soul LX, 2021 Kia Forte LXS, or a 2021 Kia Rio LXS. Your choice, $248 a month.
And Soul, longer, better warranty than Honda or Nissan. Forte, more passenger volume and thousands less than Honda Civic. And Rio, higher MPG and thousands less than Corolla. Plus, you'll get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down, sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500, Forte ME402825, MSRP 20,055, Rio ME427894, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives, fee of $695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 8/30/24.
31-2021, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, I hear that 3's a charm at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah, so I'm ready to trade up to a Kia sales event with you, my man.
That's right, Randy. 3 rides, all just $248 a month. Take your pick from a 2022 Kia Soul LX, 2021 Kia Forte LXS, or a 2021 Kia Rio LXS. Your choice, $248 a month.
And Soul, longer, better warranty than Honda or Nissan. Forte, more passenger volume and thousands less than Honda Civic. And Rio, higher MPG and thousands less than Corolla. Plus, you'll get Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty program.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down, sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500, Forte ME402825, MSRP 20,055, Rio ME427894, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives, fee of $695, must finance through Kia on low APR, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 8/31/2021, dealer stock only.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Did you miss a show this week you want to hear? Podcasts of every 92.9 SPM local show are available to download by the day and hour. The 92.9 Podcast Library, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at Action 24/7.com.
The beautiful, elegant, and award-winning Peabody Hotel is looking for you to join our award-winning food and beverage team. We offer flexible hours and elegant surroundings. Apply at PeabodyHotelsAndResorts.com/careers or call us at 901-529-4000.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, live on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN, with 92.9's Jeff Calkins now and every day around 5 p.m.
Feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing. Will I set the sun?
Morning, Thomas, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So you were inside the Lori Walton Family Basketball Center yesterday watching the Tigers practice while I was sitting in this chair talking on the radio. What did you see?
They're tall, Gary.
They're tall?
Yep. No, they're definitely tall men. They are tall and athletic. And I saw a national champion. I saw a national champion. That's what I saw.
Nice.
I saw the national champion, the makings of a national. No, I mean, it's incredibly impressive because everywhere you look, there is some, 6'8 dude who can run the floor and handle. And like, it's an unbelievably gifted basketball team. Now, who the hell knows? But it was eye popping. It really was.
It is a pretty incredible collection of talent. I mean, of returning guys who we know what they're capable of, and then legitimate NBA prospects as newcomers who, if they would have stayed in their high school class, would have been ranked number one and number two in the class of 2022. When Amani Bates and Jalen Durham reclassified, they slipped a little bit behind Chet Holmgren, behind Paolo Banchero. But these are, those two are still like two super, talented, five-star prospects / future lottery picks. And, as I've talked about before, when you walk into the gym and you see those guys, and Amani is more of incredible prospect. Like, you watch him play basketball and you just recognize he's different pretty quickly. With Dern, it's just like he's a physical specimen who's now listed at 6'11", by the way, officially by the University of Memphis. Can you confirm, Jeff Calkins, if he's really 6'11"?
No, cannot confirm that one way. Cannot confirm that one way or another. He is an impressive looking dude, though. Like, he really
is.
Oh,
he's put together.
He is absolutely. You know, people compare him to Dwight Howard, and Dwight Howard was such broad shoulder. You know, he was a V shape, right? And he's not quite like that. But yes, he is. I mean, particularly considering he reclassified, like. Yes, he is incredibly impressive-looking guy. And then Amani, in addition to, like, the way that he can go anywhere he wants, he can who could create off the dribble last year? It was actually a weakness of that team, you know? Amani can go anywhere he wants, really, it feels like. And he also, by the way, he just kind of carries himself like a star. Like, of course, he has people around him. Literally, people were getting autographs last night. One of Amani's people was like, pointing to strangers and pointing them to Amani and say, "You want your picture with him? He's a superstar." he carries himself like that. And so you have that group, but then you have, you know, DeAndre Williams, and Lester is as advertised. He's clearly lost some weight. He's more athletic. Better condition than he's ever been in. So he looked great. Like, Landers wasn't even, you know, who knows with it in terms of the who's on the first team or who's on the second team, but he was not playing with the group that looked like it was the first team. But, like, Landers was he was all AAC last year. And so he's there. And then, honestly, the true freshmen both looked incredible, you know, looked incredibly impressive. Minot, incredibly impressive. So, that's what it is. And the difference between what it was 2 years ago, like, Precious was an impressive looking dude, and Wiseman was too. The starting point guard on that team was Tyler Harris. One of them was Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax. And that was when they were true freshmen. Well, now Alex Lomax is literally a walk-on on this team. I mean, not literally, not Tyler Harris is literally a walk-on on this team. So, It's the depth of athleticism and that in addition to the superstars at the top, it's the experience and the depth of athleticism that's striking.
Yeah, it's like when you start putting together a possible starting lineup and you know that you're either probably leaving somebody out who either A, is considered by some to be a future first-round pick, Earl Timberlake, or B, you know, the guy who was one of your top two players last season. When you're leaving one, you're guaranteed to leave one of those guys out of the starting lineup. It speaks to the level of talent that you have. And listen, it's a good problem to have, but I am it'll be interesting to see how Penny balances this many players who believe that they should be playing. You know, every coach has to, not every coach, but lots of coaches have to, you know, manage lots of good players. It becomes more challenging when you're managing lots of good players, most of whom believe they are good enough to be starters. And obviously, some of those players who believe they're going to be good enough to be starters, they probably won't play much at all.
Well, and here's the truth. They are good enough to be starters on nearly every college basketball team in the country. So, I mean, that's the other part of it. You've made the point before that in college basketball, you don't need, you know, what do you need, eight players? Really?
I would never try to play more than eight, ever.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, it is.
Let me rephrase that. At the pace at which Penny wants to play, you might need to play more than eight.
Right.
Yeah, it's a little different when you're trying to play at that pace and guard like that. But, you know, I heard somebody talking about should they just platoon, and I'm like, no, I hate that. Like, you know,
You've got Jalen Duren. You don't need to platoon.
Well, like John Calipari platoon with Carl Anthony Towns and Devin Booker, and they went 38-1. So it's hard to criticize, but I still think that was mishandled. You know, like if you've got Devin Booker and Carl Anthony Towns, they should be playing 28, 29, 30 minutes a game, not 22. Like, I don't believe in platooning at all. play your figure out who your best guys are, play them, and then the other guys can, you know, can help when you've got foul trouble or injuries or suspensions or something else. But, you know, you'll have some hard decisions to make, but make them and play the guys who give you the best opportunity to destroy the opposition as consistently as possible.
Yeah, and then the other thing that strikes you, so that's the first thing, is just like, holy crap, right, the level of talent in there. And then the other thing that strikes you is really the level of celebrity in there, you know, just like the level of, like, you don't quite know where to look because, you know, there's Larry Brown, 81, pulling Jalen Duren around over for, you know, say something to him. There's Rasheed Wallace just gets lost in the crowd, but there's Rasheed Wallace. He wore a mask the whole time, pulling down his mask to yell instructions to people. There's Imani, who is, you know, was on the cover of Sports Illustrated when he was 15. There's Penny. Like, in the end, when people lined up for autographs at the end, Penny's still the one everybody wants the most. It is interesting. Like, Imani, they clearly want Imani's autograph. They clearly want Duren's autograph and whatnot. But, like, Penny's still the biggest star on that team. It's sort of hard to get your mind around that all of this is happening at a program that 5 years ago was just drab, you know, and now it's, you can't quite believe you're watching all of this in one place. Oh, and by the way, there's Ja Morant sitting on the, you know, on a chair of watching, and there's Bonzi Wells watching. And then, you know, there's all these former Tigers who came out, David Vaughn and Jeremiah Martin, and because they wanted to get a look at it too. It was a show,
and it's going to be a show all season. Like, I went on Dan Dickow, former Gonzaga guard who played in the NBA,
played here at FedEx Forum, at the Pyramid, I believe. Dan Dickow, and was the big guy on that team. They played here in the tournament, I think. I think they played here in the tournament, yeah.
My first introduction to Gonzaga was when I was in college at Memphis, and they came in to play the Tigers at the Pyramid, and they just beat the brakes off the Tigers. And nobody had ever really heard of Gonzaga then. And then that team ended up going to a Sweet 16 or Elite Eight, and it's just
I think they came through here in the tournament that year, too. Like, I think that they were. They played that – the early Gonzaga team played here in an NCAA tournament early round. I'm quite confident of it because I covered that team. I remember covering, in addition to when they beat the brakes off the Tigers.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're on with Dan Dickow.
Oh, yeah. So, like, you know, yeah. And we were just talking about college basketball. He wasn't having me on to talk about Memphis, and he wasn't asking me about Memphis because I live in Memphis. It was just like, you know, once we got past name, image, and likeness part of the conversation, he was like, what's going on at Memphis with, you know, Larry Brown and Penny Hardaway and Rasheed Wallace, and they just bring in Jalen Duren and Imani Bates. Like, it is a story. It is, you know, I don't think you can trump Coach K's final season. You know, like, on the night the season opens, it'll be Duke, Kentucky, and that'll be the dominant story. But, you know, a program with two NBA legitimate NBA prospects like Jalen Duren and Imani Bates, and a staff that features Larry Brown, Penny Hardaway, Rasheed Wallace, and Cody Toppert, like, this, they're going to get, if Memphis fans have ever been concerned about being overlooked or not getting enough attention, like, that ain't going to be a problem this season. And it doesn't matter how the season goes, because if it goes really well, it'll be the biggest show and it'll get all the attention. And if it goes really poorly, it'll get all the attention.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's funny when you mention that. Like, that's, by the way, they will get attention no matter what. This is where their conference hurts them a little bit, though. Like, you talked about Duke, Kentucky. Like, if Memphis is going to at some point just be playing teams that nobody cares, you know, they're right. If they were playing Duke, Kentucky, Michigan State, like, if they were from NC State, whatever, like, they would get that much more attention. The conference stuff, we can pretend it does. You just do the best you can. But, man, it bites you in the ass. You know, if they were playing Louisville like they used to, like, that would be more of a show. You sort of really wish that for them. But as it is, yes, you're absolutely right. It's you didn't need anything but Memphis for it to be a show last night. And whoever they're playing, it's going to be something else.
I'm talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. I was hoping you could confirm for me that Jalen Duren's actually 6'11 or not 6'11. Because I said two things about Jalen Duren back in July. One, that I didn't think he was actually as tall as people said. And the other, that, you know, I didn't think he...
I don't think he's 6'11. I mean, what I noticed about him, honestly, is that you notice how built he is. And I wasn't sort of focusing on how tall he is. You notice how built he is. And then you honestly notice, like, he was really great with people last night. Like, and I'm not going to judge. I don't know what his ultimate character is based on how he deals with kids and parents and whatever else. But he just seemed like, you know, a good it was fun watching him. It was fun watching him interact with people. He seemed like a guy who will be a good guy. You know, I don't know. But that was the thing. But no, 6'11", no. That seems nutty.
Right. I did see one video Jason Munns or somebody tweeted, and he was, like, talking. It was Jalen and Imani talking, and they looked eye to eye just about.
Oh, they're about the same size. They're absolutely about the same size. Yes. Yeah. There's no question. In terms of height, yes. I saw them standing next to each other. Duren's a little taller, but an inch, maybe.
He's not 3 inches taller. Imani's listed
no,
at, like, 6'8".
Absolutely not 3 inches taller. That's ridiculous.
Right.
So yes,
people still tweet me about Jalen Duren. It feels like every day. I said two things about him. I didn't think he's as tall as people say he is, and I didn't think he looked like the number one player in the class. And I still don't think he's as tall as they say he is, and I still don't think he's the number one player in the class. I mean, I don't know why the recruiting analysts did change, but they actually did change after I said what I said. I'm not suggesting they changed because of me, but they did change after I said, because, he's not even rated above Imani Bates in the class of 2021 now, which suggests if they'd have both stayed in 22, he would not have been he wouldn't have been the number one player in the class anymore. And so, like, you guys can keep tweeting me if you want to. Like, I don't care. I'm pretty good.
How many people are tweeting you?
Oh, like, it's
who
not.
Is tweeting you about that?
I don't mean to overstate it. It's not like a million, but it's a few.
You think he's a good player? You think
yes,
he's a good player?
That's the thing.
Like, whatever. Like, yeah.
Yeah. People act like I said Jalen Duren stinks and he'll never amount to anything. Like, I sort of, like, on the podcast, started joking around. Like, Jalen Duren's just little. Obviously, I don't mean he's little. I was just goofing around at that point. I mean, he's a massive human being. That's the only two things I've ever said about Jalen Duren is I don't think he's the number one player in the class, and I don't think he's as tall as they say. And I still stand by both of those things. I still think he can be incredible at Memphis. I still think he's going to be a lottery pick. I still think he's going to be in the NBA for a long time. I just don't think he's really 6'11".
He's clearly going to be an NBA player. Yeah. Like, there's no question. Like, I'm sort of more confident about his – he'll be in the league for 14 years than I am Imani Bates. Like, you know, like he's a guy who is going to be in the NBA for a long time. Cause he, you know, now whether he'll be ever make an all-star team, I can't say one way or another, but like, it's clear he's going to be in the NBA. 100%.
He's one of those guys who, like, let's just say something happened. He wasn't in the NBA. He's one of those guys an NFL team would sign, even if he's never played football.
Right. Exactly. That's true too. Yes. Really, and a truly impressive look. And doesn't look like, is he 18? As someone who's reclassified.
I think he's 18 and Imani's 17. He is, like, they are both on this team entering college as part of the same class, but Imani will not be eligible for the 2021, 2022 NBA draft. Jalen will.
And Imani's just fun to watch. I mean, Imani's fun to watch. You know, he's just.
I've always been clear about Imani. Like, I know that he might have stalled in his development over the past couple of years, whether it was because of the pandemic or because he was playing with, you know, talent that isn't comparable and wasn't capable of pushing him, whether it was a lack of coaching, whatever it was. But when I say Jalen Duren to me didn't look like the number one player in the class, Which really what I was saying was I don't see him as a likely number one pick in a draft someday. Imani Bates absolutely has always looked to me like somebody who could be the number one pick in an NBA draft. I don't know that he will be, but I know you saw it yesterday. I saw it 3 years ago. You know, when as recently as July, when he gets going, that's a guy you can imagine being, you know, an 8-time All-Star. Now, I'm not saying he'll be that, but all the stuff to be special, Amani Bates has that. There is nothing that – there will be nothing that prevents him from being an all-star level NBA player other than it just doesn't happen for whatever reason.
It's funny. I was thinking of him compared to other elite Memphis recruits of the past. And obviously, the thing about Derrick Rose is we know what he did, right? Both as a Memphis Tiger in the tournament where he was just destroying people. And so to assume that Amani – I'm going to go ahead and assume that neither Amani nor Jalen Duren are going to be as good as Derrick Rose was in the tournament, because I don't know there's ever been a Memphis Tiger better than Derrick Rose was in the tournament, right?
Derrick Rose had an all-time great tournament run.
Yeah, so I just don't know. Like, but in terms of the elite players that Memphis – elite recruits that Memphis has had, you know, Wani wasn't that impressive – in looking, he was thick, right? But not that impressive looking. D-Wash certainly wasn't. Tyreek was a you know, impressive looking college basketball player. As was Precious, as was Wiseman. Like those guys fit that, you know. But these two, you got two of them on the same team, and you know, And then, as I said, it's the depth of the talent around them. Because you look at that team 2 years ago, and it falls off pretty quickly after Wiseman and Precious. And, yes, and then you got a bunch of freshmen, you know. And here, well, okay, you go past those two, and you've got DeAndre, who may be the most productive player of all of them. You've got Landers, who was the leading scorer on last year's team, I believe. And was he second-team All-AAC, maybe? And second-team All-AAC. You got Lester, who may play more minutes than anybody else, you know, when you look up when all this is said and done. And then you got, you know, the freshmen are you got Chandler, who was, you know, a rotation, been a rotation player at Oregon. And then you got it's just on and on and on.
Well, that's the thing that makes this team, at least in my eyes, a legitimate national championship contender, because you don't have freshmen leading freshmen. You know, there's a reason, you know, no team starting five freshmen or being that reliant on freshmen as Memphis was going to be a few years ago. There's a reason a team like that's literally never won the national championship. I'm not saying it's impossible. Michigan almost did it twice with the Fab Five, but they didn't do it. It's very difficult. This roster, we've talked about this, is built more in line with even recent national championship teams. You know, there's no perfect combination that gets it done, but a pretty great combination, and I would argue the best, is high-level, experienced guys who have been a part of winning, who are, even if it's just sophomores, but certainly juniors and seniors, those guys combined with legitimate one-and-done NBA talent. That's a combination that worked for Kentucky in 2012, for Duke in 2015. And if you told me it worked for Memphis in 2022, it wouldn't be surprising at all. There's, you know, 7-8 teams that I think maybe a little bit more in the preseason than that I think you can reasonably imagine winning a national championship. And I don't care who you are, if you're putting together that kind of list, Memphis has got to be on it.
And then it was fun seeing David Vaughn there. Was David Vaughn a guy who you root, like, who was part of your youth rooting for David Vaughn?
Oh, yeah. Like, David Vaughn was, I mean, I'd have to go back and get the specifics on it, but I can remember being a kid, and Penny comes back for, I think this was Penny comes back for his second and last season, and they just enrolled this, you know, five-star prospect. You know, I don't know whether he was a McDonald's All-American or not, but like certainly fit that description.
That level.
Yeah, he was that level guy. And I feel like they opened, my apologies if I'm remembering this incorrectly, but it feels like they opened against Arkansas on the road. And they were beating them. I mean, like on the road, up double digits, the whole deal. David Vaughn tore his ACL.
Yeah.
And that, like, that team looked like, oh my God. Like, it was only 20 minutes or so. But for 20 minutes, they were dominating Arkansas, and then David Vaughn tore his ACL, and then, you know, there's the ceiling lowers But that's one of the all-time great what-ifs in Memphis basketball history, certainly in my lifetime. I mean, we'll always have the what-if Mario Chalmers doesn't make that shot. But what if David Vaughn?
Well, we know what happens if he doesn't make that
shot. Oh, yeah.
The title. There's nothing to wonder.
Yeah, we don't have to wonder about it.
What happens if James Wiseman, I guess, is eligible, but then you need an NCAA tournament anyway?
Right.
Like, there's nothing really to wonder in the end. Everything came crashing down.
Yeah, what happens if David Vaughn never tears his ACL at the beginning of that season? How good is that Memphis team? How great is that Memphis team? We just won't know.
But there were a lot of stories.
There were stories
about his difficult moments that he had, living out of a car, basically homeless at one point. And I didn't talk to him about the way his life has gone lately, but he looked good, and it was nice to see him there.
Yeah, he was one of the big figures from my childhood. And it is nice, you know. I think, you know, Penny has a little bit of an advantage of bringing the former players in because, you know, he's a former player himself.
Right.
For the same reason Juwan Howard can get former Michigan players you know, in the building, you know, Penny can do it. But still, that's always nice to see. And I promise you, Amani Bates and Jalen Duren have no idea who David Vaughn is. I don't know. I just think that it's...
Yeah, but it was fun. Like, I took a picture and tweeted it out last night of Jeremiah Martin with David Vaughn. And that was cool because, like, there's two different players from two different generations, and they're sitting there and chatting. And, yes, that's not Amani Bates. Like, he doesn't know the culture yet or the history. Maybe he never will. But, you know, it's fun to see Jeremiah Martin with David Vaughn.
Right. Yeah, and I like seeing those guys around the program. You know, I remember being in the Finch Center years and years and years ago, and Keith Lee was there. Now, Keith wasn't there often, but he was there on this day, and I ended up sitting beside Keith and having a conversation. And that, like, when I was a kid, you couldn't have told me Keith Lee wasn't Michael Jordan. Like, Keith Lee was the biggest basketball star in my galaxy. And you know, just to see him back in the gym, you know, I don't know, you know, his status with the program now, but I just thought it was neat. It's always neat when those people are around. Like, that is very much the way it works at North Carolina. It's very much the way it works at Kentucky. Very much the way it works at Duke. And I like it whenever I see it working that way at Memphis.
And I do think it's also an indication at Memphis that, I mean, listen, we don't need their presence to tell us this, but that it could be something special. Like, I think there was a reason that a lot of them came out this year. You know, people want to be a part of this. And I will even go so far as to suggest that the vaccination policy isn't going to keep a whole lot of people away at FedEx Forum.
Yeah, I know you were talking this morning about people saying they're going to sell their tickets. I wonder if that's just something people say, or how many people actually do it?
I'm sure some will. But as Chris Harrington has said, I think both for the Grizzlies and the Tigers, and the Grizzlies said this, like, many more of their customers wanted the policy and might have been inclined to stay away if there wasn't a policy than the opposite. I have great sympathy for the position that the Grizzlies and the Tigers both are in here. That's a no-win. But clearly, in terms of A, public health, but B, just if you look at their business, more of their customers, and the Grizzlies said it was a supermajority, wanted this policy than didn't. So they aren't alienating their customers. They are listening to their customers. And yes, there might be a few people who, like, can't wait to say, I'm never going to go again, whatever. But I'm going to burn all my Nike's gear or whatever the hell it is, like, at any moment. But in the end,
somebody told you they were going to burn their gear.
Those people are wearing Nikes. No, remember they were going to burn their gear. They did, like the Kaepernick stuff. People were burning Nike stuff.
Yes.
But now they're probably wearing Nikes again. You know, like, their kids aren't wearing, like, they're not buying Nikes for their kids. Like, come on, man.
I love it when people burn their own clothes. It's so funny to me. I like it when people get so mad about something that they set their own clothes on fire. Isn't that hilarious?
Right. Maybe they'll set their tickets on fire. But
if you set your tickets on fire, please make a video of it. Send it to me.
Make a video of it and send it to us.
I want to laugh at that. All right. I'll see you later.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a second.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey, Mid-South. It's time to reclaim your freedom in your new ride from Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike. Make your mileage count with 43 mpg and lane departure warning in your 2021 Mitsubishi Mirage. $179 per month. Get more standard equipment than Ford Escape or Mazda CX-5 in your new 2022 Eclipse Cross with effortless technology at $299 per month. Plus, relax and enjoy the ride with MyPilot Assist in your new 2022 Outlander, $319 a month. And we stand behind our stellar 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So get to Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, or shop online at MemphisMitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, $500 military rebate. Mirage, MH009694, MSRP 17490, Outlander, NZ023330, MSRP 29315, Eclipse, NZ003186, MSRP 27725, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 9/30/21, dealer stock only.
Get your payout before the game's out with BetMGM. Place a money line wager on any Thursday night football game, and if your team is up by 10 points or more at halftime, you win. That's a full payout for only half the game, no matter what happens the rest of the way. Simply go to your BetMGM account and opt in each week to the Thursday night halftime payout promotion. Want a continuing wagering in the third quarter? Keep it rolling with BetMGM's extensive live betting options. Need to hit the sack early? Use your winnings to place a one-game parlay on Sunday and go for gridiron glory. If you're new to BetMGM, download the app today and see how you can turn halftime into cash time. Make a money line bet on Thursday night, and if your team is up by 10 or more, you'll win at the half. It's only at BetMGM. Opt-in required. Must be 21 years or older, and you must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
We buy any car. We buy any car. We buy any car. Any.
Did you know trading in your car at a dealer could cost you money? A recent study found consumers who trade in their car pay an average of $990 more. So don't trade in. Sell it to We Buy Any Car. Learn more and get your free online valuation now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Find out how much your car's worth at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
I heard the COVID-19 vaccine.
Do we really know about the long-term?
Did you read that thing on the internet about vaccines?
There's a lot of talk about COVID-19 vaccines. Talk to your doctor or healthcare provider to make the decision that's right for you. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for more. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Dell's semi-annual sale is the perfect opportunity for a significant business upgrade. Save up to 45% on Dell computers built for business with Windows 10 Pro. Plus, enjoy special pricing on Dell docks, monitors, servers, and more, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Succeed anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor today to find the right tech for your business with fast, free shipping. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hey, it's Jason Smith, and starting stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Today, I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me. Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. Did you know?
Sorry, who?
Flo. You know, I do commercials.
Oh, okay. I stream TV and radio. You know, no annoying ads.
Okay, purple. But did you know Progressive's Name Your Price tool lets you choose options based on your budget?
Wait, you're not going to use this in your commercial, are you?
Well, we were hoping to.
Because I don't really want to contribute to the constant barrage of advertising that adds to the cognitive dissonance, which
okay,
is in my...
Hey, on to our next person.
Get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber. Want to look like $1 million but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to Dollar Shave Club with the Ultimate Shave Starter Set for only $5. Get a 6-blade razor, prep scrub, shave butter, and post-shave do for a noticeably smooth shave, plus free shipping. After that, razors ship at regular price. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/tiki. That's dollarshaveclub.com/tiki. Dollar Shave Club. It's what dreams are shaved of. Welcome to the club.
Have you heard? Amazon is now hiring for their new site, opening soon in Little Rock. Be one of the first to take advantage of launching a new career at one of the best workplaces in the world. Get real benefits and competitive pay up to $20 per hour, plus many opportunities for advancement. So apply now for a new job that will kickstart a new career. To learn more, go to amazon.com/startnow. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go fast, fast, fast like a Lambo. I be jumping off the stage, oh.
Jumping, hey, hey.
Crowd better save up.
Crowd going, hey, hey.
I can't believe we made it.
This is what we made, hey.
This is what we're thankful. Check. Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of decks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I got expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits.
Big Bet Ben, we got breaking news out of L.A.
What's going on in L.A.?
Jamie Spears has been removed, suspended, as Britney's conservator. Effective immediately. The Free Britney movement is coming to a head.
Well, I'm glad for Britney.
Are you part? Are you free Britney or?
You know, I've actually seen Britney. I've seen Britney in concert before.
Oh yeah, where'd you do that?
I think it was at the Pyramid. Yeah, Pyramid. She came here a long time ago when she was in her heyday, when she was in her prime.
Oh, I remember her in her prime.
Yeah,
she was something else.
Big show. It was a big show.
Did she put on a nice show? Did you enjoy your experience?
I was really young. I can't remember, but I remember. Yeah, I remember enjoying my experience. Yes.
Well, she hadn't been doing so well lately. I don't know if you heard.
She hasn't been doing so well lately, but it's been better.
It appears she's about to be freed.
Good.
Here's my thing on this. I don't know if she's okay or not.
Uh-huh.
Her Instagram suggests that she might not be.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, what's the worst she can do if you just allow her to do whatever she wants?
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, she's about to get married. Like, come on.
Yeah, like what? Then they're gonna
let her live her life.
Let her live her life.
Yeah. Like, it's her damn money.
I guess I just assume this. There are way crazier people than Britney Spears out there doing whatever they want to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There gotta be.
No doubt about it.
So, like,
let's let Britney live.
Yeah, let's let Britney live a little bit. And she makes some mistakes. If she makes some mistakes, then guess what? Join the club. We all make mistakes.
That's very true.
Right?
Yeah. I did see that Jamie, there was people, one of the reports saying that he was controlling, that he was a wild alcoholic, like,
ooh,
crazy person. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we need to lock him up a little bit, you know?
Well, we need to look into Jamie.
Maybe we've had the wrong person locked up for a little while here.
I think that could be accurate.
In fairness, if your daughter was Britney Spears and she was struggling in the ways that she struggled, it might drive you to drink as well. But
that's probably true.
You don't know what led Jamie Spears to being a raging alcoholic, if indeed that's true. Perhaps your super famous daughter having breakdowns all the time. Maybe that would make me drink, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's a new Netflix documentary coming out about her this weekend. It might be out now. It was coming out this week sometime.
It feels like there's a bunch coming out.
She said this one's not accurate. I watched the one that, like, I think, was it
Hulu?
Was it maybe, like, the New York Times did it or something?
I watched that one.
Yeah, I watched that one. But this new one on Netflix, Britney says, is not very accurate. So do with it what you will.
Yeah, I'm for Britney being freed. And then
go on tour. Come to FedEx Forum. Let's have a good time.
I don't think she could still play FedEx Forum.
You don't think Britney Spears could play FedEx Forum? Yes, she could.
You think she could still
100%
fill up arenas around this country?
If she came to FedEx Forum, it would probably sell out. I think
she could
so.
Do the Vegas thing again.
I think FedEx
and sell
Forum.
You know, 4,000 seats a night. Do it every night. The residency.
Yeah.
She could do that.
Yes.
She did do that.
She did do that, yeah.
And she could do that again. Selling out tours? She doesn't even sing. I mean, I say it respectfully, but like.
Did she ever, in fairness?
People don't care.
They didn't care? No.
I don't think she
Have did. You ever listened to the audio of her, like the unedited audio of her singing?
No, is it bad?
Oh, yeah. It's tough.
Well, she did the best she could.
But that's not what she's known for. She's an entertainer.
She was a dance. Here's the problem. When you're a dancer, entertainer.
Yeah.
Non-singer. When you get old, who won't see that anymore? Unless you really held it together. like Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah. Brittany looks pretty good.
She does look pretty good.
Brittany looks good.
She's held it to be pretty good.
And she can still dance. You've seen her IG video? She can still dance.
You sure?
She can still dance a little bit. Yeah. I think she could pull it off. I'm rooting for the comeback. FedEx Forum sold out. I'll be there, Brittany.
Oh,
let's
God.
Do it.
If she does go on tour, you need, she'll play Nashville, and then she'll play New Orleans. And
St. Louis.
And then she'll play
Little
St.
Rock,
Louis.
Yeah, right.
We don't get concerts here.
Damn it.
Too often. Anyway, Brittany's up on the verge of being freed. I hope everything goes well for her. Week 4 of the NFL is here, and FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is make a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. FanDuel Sportsbook is America's number one sportsbook. It's where I've been playing for a while now, and I do it for a variety of reasons. Easy to use. They got fast payouts. It's safe. It's secure. And now is the time for you to get involved because there's no feeling like hitting a same-game parlay bet. So lock in today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel, you can sign up today with promo code Gary to claim 30-1 odds on either team to win Sunday night's game between Tampa Bay and New England. Just sign up with promo code Gary, and if your first bet loses, you get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y, at FanDuel Sportsbook, which is the official partner of Odyssey and this station. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. And if you got a gambling problem, call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789. Be back with dinner to go.
Are you ready to trade up to a Kia sales event and get our best deal of the year? Well, we gossed and gossed Kia on Covington Pike. So get ready and take your pick from 2022 Kia Soul, 2021 Kia Forte, and 2021 Kia Rio. We got them all at just $248 a month. Yeah, you heard me right, Mid-South. Soul, Forte, Rio, 3 is your charm, and take your pick. Just $248 a month. Plus, with every new Gossip Kia, you'll find peace of mind with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So trade up and get top dollar at Gossip Kia 1900 Covington Pike or shop 24-7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossip Motor Cars.
72 months at 2.9 APR, $29.99 down. Sold in 716-1784, MSRP 20,500. Forte ME40285, MSRP 20,055. Rio ME427894, MSRP 19,755. Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 695 must finance through Kia on low APR. Excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 8/31/2021. Dealer stock only.
If you're interested in selling your home, get in touch with the only person I'd use if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysar. Just keep stacking success stories on top of each other. Take Jill's story, for instance. Jill, she needed to move fast, right? So she called Josh, said, listen, I got to move fast, got a home out in Eads. Can you list it for me? Josh listed it, cranked up marketing engine, got that home sold in just one day for more than the asking price. That's just one of the great stories connected to Josh Hysar. You can let your story be the next one. It's not hard to sell a home in this market. Anybody can do it. But only Josh Hysar can get you all the money you deserve. So if you're looking for an experienced and effective agent with the best marketing strategy, someone who could expose your home to the most buyers and then negotiate for the most money possible, what you want to do is get in touch with the Josh Hysar team of Keller Williams Realty. Josh has flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. And if you're unhappy for any reason at any time, you can fire Josh with no obligation. You could even do it with a text. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only agent I call if I wanted to sell mine. It's Josh Hysar. His friend I trust. You can trust him too. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
If you need to sell your home, there's only one thing to do. Call Josh, H-I-S-A-W. Go to JoshHysar.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my wife, my mother, my children all go to the dentist. And what makes the Smile Center so great is that you don't feel like you're going to the dentist as much as you feel like you're going to see family. The Smile Center, of course, it is Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place. It's at 1941 South Germantown Road. And I'm thrilled to let you know that Dr. Mady and his entire clinical staff have been vaccinated. So the Smile Center really might be the safest place in America. Good news! Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those who have lost dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. You can get more information by calling 901-309-1333. And if you're interested in improving your smile via the Zoom whitening process, you can get $100 off for a limited time just by mentioning the Gary Parrish Show. I trust Dr. Mady with my family. You can do the same. It's the Smile Center at 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, 309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com. SmileCenterMemphis.com. That's SmileCenterMemphis.com. After 20 years on the same sideline, Tom Brady and Bill Belichick meet this weekend as opponent. It's the GOAT quarterback against the GOAT head coach. Right now, new customers can win $125 on a $5 bet if either team scores a touchdown. That's right, 25-1 odds on any touchdown, anytime during the Tampa Bay-New England game. Offers like this are just one of the many reasons I love betting the NFL on FanDuel, which is an official partner of Odyssey and this station. FanDuel is easy to use, safe and secure. Fast payouts are available. If you haven't tried it yet, it's time to get involved. Sign up using promo code Gary and make your first bet one for the history books. That's promo code Gary, G-A-R-Y. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $125. Bonus for Tennessee users for field and site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you got a gambling problem, call the Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Hey, this is Ben Jaffe from Preservation Hall. The New Orleans music you love is coming back October 7th. Dozens of venues with hundreds of shows are coming together safely for a new kind of festival, NOLA by NOLA. See Anders Osborne, Walter Wolfman Washington, Galactic, my band, Preservation Hall, and so many more. We can't wait to have you all back because no matter what the world throws at you, nothing stands between you and New Orleans music. NOLA by NOLA, starting October 7th. To learn more and to find tickets, visit neworleans.com.
Rodney Carrington, live on stage.
If you're single and 50, nothing out there. It's like walking up on an avocado band. There's like seven left. Five are rotten, two are suspect. You just end up leaving with an onion.
Friday, December 17th at Horseshoe Casino Tunica. Tickets on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at all Ticketmaster outlets.
I got crabs. I mean, it's real bad.
Rodney Carrington, live.
Not the kind
you need to joke. Must be 21 or older to attend event or gamble. No one to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the...
Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. If you're in the market for a computer, high-end, low-end, middle-of-the-road, desktop, notebook, tablet, get in touch with Lee and Lauren Cooper. They can help you. Give them a call, 360-9679. Talk to Lee, talk to Lauren. You can talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. Tell them what it is you're looking for. Like, what are you going to be doing on a computer? You're a gamer. You need a gaming computer. Those cost a significant amount of money. But if you're just messing around on YouTube, Facebook, emailing, reading columns at CBSSports.com, you don't need to spend $1,000, $2,000 on a computer. I mean, you can, but it's a waste of money. Because you can get a computer that will allow you to do the things you want to do that you're going to be doing for a fraction of the price. Not everywhere, but certainly at Cooper Systems. They also handle computer repair, data recovery. If you got a power supply issue, they can fix it. A USB port issue, they can fix that. Cracked screen, they can fix it. Virus removal. 360-9679. Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, CooperSystems.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
Oh, bunch of stuff. But at the top, we mostly focused on the announcements from the NBA last night and today about how unvaccinated players will be treated this season. In short, it's not great for the unvaccinated. You can't have a locker near your vaccinated teammates' lockers. You cannot eat indoors with your teammates. You can't be in the weight room at the same time as your teammates. And then earlier today, the NBA made it clear. If you have to miss games because you decline to get in line with the vaccine mandates in your city, which applies to Andrew Wiggins right now in San Francisco and Kyrie Irving in New York, you will not be paid for the games that you miss. Could end up costing Kyrie roughly $18 million, and Andrew Wiggins roughly $16 million if they don't change their minds.
What's the biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
I guess we got to keep going. Cardinals Brewers, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They're on a historic run up there in St. Louis.
Who we got on the mound tonight?
Miles Mikolas.
Hmm.
Adrian Hauser pitching for the Brewers. St. Louis minus 111 on the money line.
I mean,
total's 8.5.
I can't not go Cardinals.
You are predicting. that the St. Louis Cardinals, by the end of the night, will be winners of 18 straight.
Yes.
Franchise record.
Yep.
Lay it then. Cardinals minus 111, first pitch 6:45. You can watch it on Bally Sports.
What should I watch on TV?
Aaron Hernandez documentaries on tonight.
Oh.
Aaron Hernandez, the true story. Thought we had the true story by now.
Yeah, I think we know the true story.
Yeah, he was a really talented football player.
Kind of
crazy.
People, yeah.
Couldn't stop killing people. Then killed himself. Isn't that the story?
That's the story. Best I know it, yeah.
Now they're going to do a four-hour documentary on him tonight. It's on Reels. Are you familiar with Reels?
Not super familiar with
Reels. You're
going
to have to Google that. Aaron Hernandez documentary starting at 6 o'clock. It'll go through 10 o'clock.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, we're continuing our Candid Coaches series over at CBS Sports. And today's question was asking more than 100 college coaches whether they're for or against forfeits if teams can't play for COVID-19 issues this upcoming season. Because most leagues have made it clear, if you can't play because you got COVID issues, you're going to have to forfeit. It's a loss, an actual L on the schedule. And I think this is the first time we've ever asked a question, and it's been basically split 50-50 down the middle. It was 51% for forfeits, 49% against forfeits. And the voting actually broke down. The coaches who've had their entire teams vaccinated, they're like, four forfeits. You can't play? You can't play. My team's vaccinated. And the coaches who don't have their whole teams vaccinated, they were like, I don't think forfeits are fair. So the voting was unsurprising, but still interesting. You can read it at CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thursday.
Yep, tomorrow's Thursday.
God, one more day until I can do a Dateline preview.
Thursday night football.
Thursday night football.
You ready for this one? Jaguars at Bengals.
This is when they start to do it to us, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're like, eventually, like, as the season progresses each year,
yeah,
their NFL is like, let's see how much you guys really like football.
Mm-hmm.
Will you actually?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.